Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We have beer teas, and it's a good time here.
And James Strebel.
All right, you guys.
My beer teas just died. Damn it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The boys in purple are back in the USL Championship. Lou City FC is on the road Sunday night taking on the San Antonio FC. Pre-game coverage begins at 8 p.m. with kickoff at 8:30 p.m. right here on ESPN 680 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app. Do you want the ultimate tailgate experience in style like us this year? Right along the card march, Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up on everything from the tent, tables, ice down, coolers, satellite TV, and you'll get a premium parking spot as well. You can buy a setup for one game or for the whole season. Just go to UofL schedule page on gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. There you go. All right, Jack, let's get into it. Let's get into the weekend. Let's get into the mixtape. As you said earlier, Diener, Issel, big winners this week. Jack, let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay. So, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Jack. The mixtape. Start us off with a banger. Let's go.
Wildcat Steve, and bring him into the UK football postgame show. What's up?
Where's Strayboy at?
Strayboy's son was playing in the Toy Bowl this morning. Unfortunately, they did not win. But Strebel and I guess the other dads were off, and the kids were off enjoying some pizza and libations this afternoon.
All right, well, I'll call back next time he does a show.
Sorry, Ian.
<Ince. laughs> And I don't call in because, honestly, if you listen to this post-game show, you want to cut your wrist. I mean, you're ready to go to the cemetery. You know, just like that. I mean, it was bad. It was ugly. It was a nasty win. But once again, it's a win. Stop whining. UK fans are the whiniest ass people I've ever seen in my life, dude. They get over it. Yeah, it sucked. We Stoops did a terrible job of coaching. Our special team. Barnhart needs to set Mr. Stoops down and say, you're hiring a special teams coach or you're leaving. Now, there's your choice. You make it, okay? Because I'm sick of looking at it, too, the special teams. I just want to say a couple things, Jason. It's good that Strebel's not on here waving his blue and white pom-poms because he picked Kentucky to get soundly beat. And, you know, he's the lapdog of that little red-headed woodpecker from up there in Sellersburg. He also picked Kentucky to get beat. So both of y'all can suck it. How about that today, all right? And here's one more thing. Hey, Jason Anderson. Kentucky's beat sorry-ass Missouri 7 out of the last 8 times they played them. So you can eat it, too. Stay in your lane and tell us about the Kansas City Chiefs, because you don't know nothing about college football like the rest of the clowns down there at that broom closet that y'all broadcast from. Other than that, Jason, it's been a wonderful day. You have a great day, my man.
You too, Ron.
Just red face.
Yeah,
what's going
he was
on
red.
With Dinky's
I don't know,
face?
Man. He was red the entire game, and he was
Stoops
mad.
Is supposed to be the one that kind of is like pulled pork.
He looked more
not Dinky Wits.
He looked more green than red because how sick he looked the entire game. Stoops just was bent over, like percentage of the game. Just,
save that, Jack. Save that,
like
Jack.
He's Ralph on the sideline.
In other games, we're getting some leakage.
Leakage. That's a biggie.
Louis reached in, guided the foal out of the birth canal.
See, Dan Dockich had a rant about Kyrie Irving.
That, I don't want to
and
know.
Jackson will break that down at 6:01. We'll let him do it an hour.
Yeah.
Inside Churchill Downs.
Yeah, the bonus hour is Jack talking
about
Dan
Dockich.
God, and Will Levis, that poor, poor man, starts to play Georgia.
Yeah, I've completely forgot about that. That's a great point. I mean, if they got crap kicked out of them by Missouri,
I don't do this often. I'll say a quick prayer for Will Levis when they go to Ashby.
Throw up a quick Hail Mary for him.
Listen, God, just watch over Will Levis today. Keep him safe. Okay, all's right with the world again. Hey, listen, I told him, man, I talked to him this weekend, and I said, hey, man, as a fan, I said, this is the fan talking to you, bro. the fan, Steve Rummage. It's your world now. You know, and of course, he's like, he lives this, man. He's like, man, we got a great team. I'm like, listen, I feel you on all that. And you do. But this is you now. Look, hey, I was giving him the, I will follow you into the depths of hell, Josh.
Whoa.
You have Steve Rummage. This is what I'm telling you.
Steve, where did you get a spear?
I was giving Josh the Steve Rummage, like, I'm surrendering to you. I am at your service, sir.
I'm officially a bannerman now. Yeah.
Yes. Whatever.
You go to war, I go to war.
Yeah, like, man. No, you're my guy. You're my guy. I didn't necessarily feel like that over the last 5 years with everybody, but I was like, listen, you have me. You have me.
A bannerman, like in Game of Thrones. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7. Keep it rolling, Jack.
Monday.
It was good.
I need it.
It was good. And Scott Satterfield's out here working for
us,
baby.
There it is,
what
baby.
Do you want me to
Let's
say?
Go.
He's doing his thing.
Rummage didn't come in because I guess he's done making Brahm jokes. You're doing your interview with Josh Hurd, and I was like, he just looks so sad after. Yeah, like, normally he gets the athletic director. He's like beaming with happiness, and he's like,
did you hit the pick six?
Yeah, I did. We hit the pick six.
Oh man, the epic pick six where they lost some money. Sorry guys, sorry.
All right, so Dennis Hennigan, you're not getting off easy this time, buddy. We've only got about four more weeks of your terribleness, your ineptitude, but you did it again. Our head coach said Greensboro called, and they let the kid back in the game because we're reviewed face masks. Face masks not reviewable! And then you got your head official, your white hat, saying it's the end of the fourth quarter after the end of the third. What planet is he on? And then he's talking to DJ K-Dog because he's playing the music too loud. Is it past your bedtime, head official? Can we play music? Because I have to remember that when we go to Death Valley, they're going to have strobes and Speaker City. It's not Clemson. It's Speaker City, South Carolina. Every single freaking time we go there. All right? So I don't want to hear about it, but you're getting off light this week. The people who are really going to get it, the meteorologist in this town. All right? I'm better at picking against the spread than you are picking against the weather. Okay? So you guys need to get it together. I'm talking to Cardos. I'm talking to Harnett. I'm talking to Weinberg. All you freaking people. And if I'm leaving out WHAS, Ben Pine, you're in here too. Come in here. Get it together. There was wind. It was over by kickoff. You need to tell people that they can get out to the game and stop messing it up for everybody. Get it together. Come on, weather people. Stop sucking.
I tell you, I need Dennis Hennigan to blow a call to lose the game for Louisville on Saturday. I don't know if he's there or not. Is he?
He's not an actual ref. He's the head of officiating.
Yes, head of officiating. Okay. I needed Dennis Hennigan there to...
Oh, no. Because if any of them blow a call, he's going to blame Dennis Hennigan.
Yes, and it'll be great. So I need it to happen. Keep them coming, Jack.
Yeah. Texter asked, do I know that Dennis Hennigan is out after this season?
Does he know? Oh, he's counting the days.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot.
The worst in the business. Like, legitimately, it's not even like they talk about it everywhere, how bad ACC officials are. It's an embarrassment to college football that what happens every single week, and not just in our games. It's a lot of games that happen with ACC officials. They're talking about television these days. It's crazy.
Right now, Scott is sitting. He could still have a losing conference record, and we ACC takeover. So, right, yes. I'm the type of person that's been cool to him. Like, I want different from you. And I'm going to reserve judgment until I see you, at least at the bare minimum, finish 500 in conference. Go ahead and finish 500 in conference, and then I won't be vocal like this guy needs to go. But, man, you lose those two conference games and beat UK, I don't care, because we ACC takeover.
Damn, little Satterfield salt there.
Ride him until he's tired.
I definitely think that this Louisville football team is starting to gain some traction on the defensive side. On offense, I'm still worried. Like, I if we can run the ball, and Luke Kandra, I think, will be back this week, I think, you know, that can really help. And I don't expect to beat Clemson or anything, but when you're talking about the Kentucky game, defensively, I do not see Kentucky doing to Louisville what happened last year, or even, you know, in 2019, when the last two times they played. I think that this particular defense
is finally rounded in form. And in 2019, it was a brand new defense. They were dead at the end of the year. They had 11 guys. You know, they had 11 guys that they could throw out there. If one guy got hurt, it was over, and that's what happened. Last year was just infuriating because of the quarterback draw that we couldn't stop. It was unbelievable. That offensive line just bullied us, and that's the way that goes. But Louisville, they're going to go play a Clemson team that's as physical, more physical than Kentucky was even a year ago. Now, they're not as effective as what Kentucky was a year ago, but they are more physical than Kentucky. But Kentucky's not that this year. They're not.
Yeah. We'll see, Mark. We'll see.
Clemson just stinks on offense. And right now, Louisville's playing great defense. So I do feel like just I've watched Clemson the last couple of weeks. Mm. You know, Clemson, not to say like the transitive property of football of, well, we beat them and they beat them, so then that means. But, I mean, they went to the wire with Wake Forest, and I thought that Wake Forest was a really good team after that. And then I watched what Louisville did to Wake Forest defensively. And not to say that that's why, but it just gives me confidence that this defense is playing at a really high level. And I think Clemson's offense is terrible. So I really do think that, you know, as long as Louisville doesn't give Clemson the game, I do think they're going to win. I think they're going to win on Saturday.
Wow. Everybody's picking the cards, Jack. Uh-oh.
You're not sitting around waiting to see how Scott Swaggerfield.
Swaggerfield?
Is that what we're going with? Scott Swaggerfield?
He can't
Can we
win.
Do that?
No.
Can we brand that?
How many times do I have it written down there?
Swaggerfield.
Say it out loud. I want to see if it sticks.
Swaggerfield? Swaggerfield? No. Swaggerfield. I can't do this.
You only did it three times. Yeah, I was going to say do it one more time. Then he did is it like a Beetlejuice
thing?
It's
like Candyman.
Scott Candyman. Swaggerfield.
Put it on a t-shirt, Alan.
I think Malik said we got the swagger back.
Yeah.
And I said, Swaggerfield.
Okay.
And then I wanted to say it out loud to myself again. Swaggerfield. Because I believe after he beats Clemson, I have to go with Swaggerfield, right?
I like it. I'm here for it. No, if he beats Clemson, that's his new name. I'm going to be like, Scott Swaggerfield's out here working fools. I don't know. I mean, listen, what do y'all want? Yeah, I mean, look, he's doing his thing. He's beating Clemson. He's beating Wake Forest. He's beating everybody. You know, like he's
Frederick with a C.
Frederick with a C.
The ultimate king is Swaggerfield.
Yeah. Swaggerfield is his final form.
He's inevitable.
Thanos.
Yeah. Texas says, "What if I told you Scott Satterfield has that dog?"
In Swaggerfield.
Oh,
don't you dare,
Jack.
Dare. Not pay homage when y'all start saying Scott Swaggerfield. Just shout out the baby. Listen, I don't need royalties on this one. Just pay homage.
Unless he loses the next three. Then don't give any credit at all. I thought we never said this.
Who's the dumbass that started running around?
Remember
saying,
when somebody said Swaggerfield?
I can't do Swaggerfield, Jack. He can't win. This can't happen. No.
I think he's a football purist. I love that.
Jesus.
I'm how was the crowd? How was the Florida
National
State crowd?
National championship winning coaches look and sound like Scott Satterfield. And that has nothing to do with color.
That killed me.
I'm on the Satterfield train now.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Or if you're never going to forgive him for dallying with South Carolina, wasn't it said it was South Carolina? Then I don't know. I can tell you. I mean, that's your prerogative. Excuse me. Sorry. Tampa Bay's 4-5. They're tied for first place. Did you see that touchdown drive that? Well, his son Coy. Excuse me. Was going to be the championship cup race.
He's still going.
I should have talked annoying. So trucking annoying. I'm going to have to get some liquid or something. Hold on.
Where are you planning to go to high school? Experience St. X. St. X is more than a high... That is so terrible.
Where's this
Where are you I sound awful, man.
Ha ha ha!
Where are you?
Oh my God.
Where are you planning? Experience. Where are you?
Jack, you win.
I was battling the voice
dude,
all week, man.
That's the best sound today.
I'm telling you, the sports center that didn't get recorded today, it blows that out of the water.
Does it really?
It blows that out of the water.
That's so good. That's so good. Where?
Yeah, they asked me. Our guy, Ken, had me record some spots for a new show on Thursday. And yeah. I was like, anytime I would love to, but like,
right now is not a good time.
It's not going to sound good right
now,
today.
Man. All right, Jack, keep them coming as we keep. Look, we got Inside Churchill Downs. I guess they're in Double Dogs up after me. And they're here.
They're in the studio.
Yeah. I didn't see Darren Rogers. What's up, Darren? All right, keep it rolling.
Oh, God, I got to get this fixed here. Sorry, Nick.
Sorry. I should have potted that one down. Yeah, you're kind of. I hope you're feeling better for tonight's call with Paul. Oh, okay. I didn't catch that, man.
I don't give a anymore.
Oh, jeez. Come on, please stop.
Damn, Bob. Whoa.
Snow globes.
Did you say snow globes?
Snow globes. That leads to the next point. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm fighting through this as best I can. Hershey and Fabio, somebody is going to have to emerge. He's going to have to give them some minutes and swallow hard. He's going to have to give them some minutes and swallow hard.
You know, I've seen his stroke. He not only has a great stroke.
The Corsi.
The guy's huge.
Oh,
I don't care
man.
If it's ethical and legal and fair and moral. Get some damn money and pay some damn players.
Well, I'd love book and a room then, right yeah. now for the Final Four. Where is it at? Minneapolis? Book a room right now. You want to book Houston. A room?
If Kentucky goes, you want to go?
Kentucky's not going.
Yeah, they are. Okay. I think they are. I think they're going. I think it's Final Four time for Kentucky again. They're back. Yes, absolutely. They're going. Final Four.
They're
yes.
going to try to control, like, you know, the political statements they're asking. Please, athletes,
yeah, they'll kill you.
Don't say anything political during the World Cup. Make it about the soccer because they don't want to have anything Russia or Ukraine or China or Iran or even, you know, where they're going to have the event with all the slave labor that they use and the bribery that they did for FIFA to get the event there. Yeah. It's a disaster. It's a disaster, just like the Olympics when they allowed Russia to compete in the Olympics, which they never should have freaking done, you know, like in the past Olympics. Yeah. Like, it, you know, they should have just pulled out and gone to Europe or something like that.
Nobody cares about football. Nemus won.
I don't think that's the case, Drew. But
nobody cares about football. Nemus won.
Last night or the night before, he came up with another one. Now, I think...
Yeah, for DeSantis, right?
De Sanctimonious. No. And you know what? I think that's why there are so many Trump haters out there. Not people who wouldn't want him to be president, but actually hate the man is because of some of that stuff. I thought he did a pretty good job when he was president. I mean, China wasn't running over the top of us. Gasoline wasn't $4 a gallon. I thought as a president, he was doing okay. But all of that other stuff, I think, really distracted, not only for his detractors, but for his supporters, really took away from the stuff he was able to accomplish.
Man, I am turning the text line off. Maybe I'm just turning it off.
No.
Sleepy Joe Biden, you know, it's Sleepy Ben Carson, it's Sleeping Bob Casey. I mean, like, everybody's sleeping.
Poor Joe Biden, did you see? I mean, you gotta laugh at it or else you cry. He was at a rally for a candidate and forgot the guy's name.
He did.
And yeah. Somebody in the crowd had to hold up a sign with the guy's name on it. Oh, man. Only in America. What a great country we live in.
Yeah, Dan. It's a mixtape here on The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7 coming up after the show. Again, inside Churchill Downs. Then after that, after the Kentucky game, I'm here with Jason Entz, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife UK basketball postgame show. Keep it going, Jack.
Your boys didn't do so good last night, Dan. Not a good,
who's that?
Your conservative friends. Not a good night for y'all.
You know, I had...
I'm kidding. We don't need to do this. How are you?
No. We can do this.
Let's go.
We can do this. Yesterday, Sherry said, please be careful what you say on the radio. She's afraid I'm going to lose this gig. Between Sherry and you worrying about that I'm going to say something that isn't kosher.
I have a dump button. She does not. It's all right. It's different.
Did you dump Porch Climber?
No.
Oh, okay.
All still right. Don't know.
I had two takeaways from last night.
This is great.
Number one, Mrs. Ron DeSantis is beautiful. Did you see her?
That's takeaway number one. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Ron DeSantis is living the life.
Okay.
He rolled by 20 points. He's married to a gorgeous woman, has three beautiful little kids. Things are going well for Ron this morning. I'm telling you, that was takeaway number one.
Okay.
It is time to get those old gas bags out of Washington.
Tell them, Dan!
Let's send Trump and Mitch and Biden and Pelosi. Let send them to the retirement
home. Send
the
packet!
And let's let some of these younger kids take over.
Because
I think they're way above the people that are running this country.
Our time!
That's my political statement for the morning.
That's a great take.
It's a great take. It's the best
take.
It's
so right.
Yes, Dan Issel had on this conversation. All right, it's a mixtape. Rolling along here with Jack Grossman. Let's go, Jack.
You know, the two things you're not supposed to talk about is religion and politics. So we covered politics. Let's talk about religion.
Will Ugonna Kingsley end up being a starter this season? Mm.
A starter?
Yep, that's the question. Ugonna Kingsley will be a starter this season. Baloney or slump?
That's baloney. I mean,
I love baloney.
Is there any way he starts?
I'm going salami.
Whose place is he going to take?
Oscar.
A starter? Hatfield has a 7-inch.
We got basketball tonight, and I think this is a city, like I said, if we had scores and odds, if they could actually get a line on this thing up yet, that I think you'd see 90% of the money on Bellarmine if the spread's like 10. I think people think Bellarmine's going to win the game tonight. Forget it. I mean, forget about 12 points. And if that is 12, that thing's going to get bet down so fast it'll make your head spin.
I know. That's why everybody wants to know when it comes out, because they want to be able to get that line at 12.5 instead of, what, 8, 7, wherever, like the line. It's going to move.
Whatever it is, people are going to say, what's the money line on this?
Yeah.
Because right now, there's utterly no faith in the Louisville basketball team, but maybe this is a chance for them because, you know, living in the city of Louisville, everybody has told them, oh, Bellarmine's going to bust you guys.
All day and all week from everybody, I've heard how Bellarmine's going to bust Louisville tonight. And I got to be honest, I guess I'm picking Louisville to win tonight.
Whoops.
Jack, I'm pivoting against all of you bums at ESPN. Yeah, Louisville.
Man, rough one.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. But the fans that are calling in saying it's okay and we got to be patient and
yeah, man.
All this, I'm sorry, but no. That is a loser mentality. And that's why we're in the position that we're in right now. It's unacceptable.
What is your patience threshold? Like, what are you willing to be patient about?
I think I've lost a lot of patience with all the excuses I've heard from him.
Yeah.
Since he's walked through the door. This is why you don't hire a coach that's never been a head coach before at the University of Louisville.
This
is not DePaul.
Oof.
This is not Stetson.
Oof.
This is the University of Louisville.
and we're not acting like
Stetson it. Stetson beat Florida State,
and fans are getting sick of it. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of keeping my mouth shut about it. This is a joke, and anybody that has watched Louisville basketball for the last 30 years thinks this is acceptable. You don't come back. Don't tell me that I can't
tell
come
them.
Back because I didn't want this in the first place. And you tell me, no, you don't come back. You stay away. No, you stay away. Because this is sad. And the people that back this, you got to wonder what their motivation is on backing it. Because it is not for the better good of the University of Louisville basketball program. Because is sad. You're the second best team in your own city, fellas. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
So.
What mindset are we that anybody guy, has man. That would think that he could turn around?
Listen, I have the same questions,
said,
man.
We couldn't get anybody from the didn't get anybody in the transfer all summer. All summer long, we sat back as fan base and we waited for him to get somebody. Didn't get anybody. Didn't get anybody. He got a center.
He got Hunley Hatfield.
Hatfield played 4 minutes. They had 2 fouls against Bellarmine. Right or wrong?
Which player are you talking about?
Hatfield.
No, Hunley Hatfield played well. He had 9 points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah, he had 2 fouls in 4 minutes.
Yes.
We can't have that. It's just, we can't have that. And then he says, I don't think it's fair to be judged by wins and losses. Well, sir.
Sir,
you're the coach for.
Sir,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not gonna fly a little, man.
Am I living in the twilight zone or something? What are we doing?
The staff should have gotten some guards in here from the portal, not necessarily grad transfers. Because again, I will honor that part of the argument. If they only had 1 year of eligibility and you had the potential for a postseason ban, I can understand that. But still, you've got to get portal guards. You should have done that and you didn't, and this is why L. Ellis is having to play 40 minutes a game. That's not going to be sustainable. Garfield, you're up next on the Coors Light Louisville Basketball Postgame Show. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I've been telling everybody that we got the wrong KP. Okay, Katina Powell is the KP that we need.
All right, man, see.
Poor Ethan.
You waited that long for that.
Poor Ethan, man.
Kenny Payne can walk straight up. He's got the bird on his chest.
Ah!
But then the final play.
Yeah, we called that for him.
We called that for Kamari Lance.
No, nobody wants to talk about, you know, the obvious. But Scotty Davenport completely outcoached Kenny last night. There's no question. There's no argument about that.
There was a low blow on Zan Payne playing. He played 2 minutes.
But he was the first guard off the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. It's Bellarmine.
Yes.
Don't be mad at them.
Yeah, don't be mad at them.
You're mad at Bellarmine for taunting you? I mean, are we that pathetic? Are we that weak? We go, oh, Bellarmine's taunting us.
Yeah, they're taunting us. Yes, they just beat us in our own
gym. If you
gym.
Care that Bellarmine, I mean, it's not the way Scotty D wants to run the program. The guy's probably running win sprints right now. But are you going to cry? Are you going to cry about it?
Right.
Are you going to have tears? Am I going to have to console you that Bellarmine trash talked you?
Right.
Go beat them.
Exactly.
Lenore Ryan. Hell, the junior college taunted you that beat Lenore Ryan.
Yes, we're mad at Lenore
Ryan.
With their
crappy scoreboard.
Are you mad at Everick Sullivan now?
Crappy scoreboard.
Are you going to be mad at Everick, or are you going to be mad at the
this
program?
This is the most – that's the saddest thing out of last night. These wimps that are like, Bellarmine taunted us. Don't know. I don't know what to do. I mean – when I was at St. X, we used to call it the high school on the hill.
Oh,
you
yes.
know? I mean, yes. They've changed a lot since then. But they taunted us.
They taunted us.
What?
I'm never going to sled
that's
on those Bellarmine hills again.
I mean,
goodness.
You whiners. That's the Wimp of the Week award.
Here it comes.
If we,
I don't know if we could ever tie in the weenie of the week. We need Oscar Mayer. We need, what was the...
Well, I don't know. We had the wind chill thing.
What's that?
Earlier.
Well, yeah, well, we have some good nominees. Who was it? The Fisher, the bacon-making people?
Yes.
We need to sponsor the weenie of the week.
I love
that. That needs to be sold by lunchtime. We need the weenie of the week. And right now, it's a close neck and neck. It's a head bob.
Yes.
Between, it was the wind chill factor of 60 and Bellerman taunted us.
You got mad at Bellerman doing Hell's Down.
Like, I'm speechless at this. The number of texts about this. Oh, the tweet's still up. Who cares?
Who cares? They won the game. Deal with it. Deal with it.
Beat Bellerman.
Right. Just beat Bellerman.
Yeah, they taunted us.
Beat Lenore Ryan. Beat Furman. Beat DePaul.
The junior college taunted you.
I know.
The junior college did, and I don't care.
Caldwell.
Yeah,
with their
scoreboard
with the
that your
Southeast Christian
your
church,
church has a, the Diener Wiener of the week. Yes,
the
yes.
Diener Wiener.
Actually, we
Diener
did that.
Wiener.
Yes, yes, the Diener Wiener of the week. Yes, yes, we actually
I'm
did
dead.
That at one point.
I can't recover.
My whole family was taunted my entire lives in the playgrounds as first grade. Oh, Diener Wiener, Diener Wiener, Diener Wiener. We're gonna make some damn money off the Diener
Absolutely.
Wiener jokes now. Yeah, yeah, the
We're
Diener
making money
Diener.
Off the Diener Wiener,
the Diener Wiener of the week.
If
idea.
You are in the pork processing
the wiener
business,
industry
or pork packaging,
if
business,
if you're deep in the weenie game,
yeah. if you're in big wiener territory,
yeah, oh. Yeah. There's big pharma and there's big wiener.
And don't do else now to big wiener.
Weenies out there that are like
they made fun of they put this else down.
There's a bunch of beanie weenies. Out there,
I'm not even crazy about L's Up. Like,
L's Up
when I was growing up, going to games with my dad, there wasn't L's Up. It was just, I don't know.
They teach you orientation yeah. and stuff like that. But look, I don't. L's Down never bothered me, like ever.
The wiener of the week, and then you'd have the Burger King Whopper of the week for Blankenbaker right there with L's Down doesn't bother me. All right, Severe Wheeler is apparently warming up tonight for the Cats. We'll see if he plays. Last one, Jack, get us to the weekend. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game. Jack, be safe on your way to Rupp. Let's go.
Mark, are you single or are you with someone? Do you have a special someone or are you single?
I do. I do have someone.
Okay. I have someone also. After that game last weekend against Wake Forest, I wanted to go home and be super special with my special someone. That was an exciting sort of game, okay? This tonight, not quite as exciting, but still lots of good stuff going on. But after that jeeped up level of, like, ridiculous fun last weekend, maybe this was a little more mundane tonight. You know what, though? When you have a special someone, sometimes it's exciting, sometimes it's more mundane, but you're there for it. It is exciting, but still lots of good stuff going on. But after that jeeped up level of, like, ridiculous fun last weekend, maybe this was a little more mundane tonight. You know what, though? When you have a special someone, sometimes it's exciting, sometimes it's more mundane, but you're there for it.